We started talking last week, the beginning of Das Atzmeinu, Amud Kuf Mem Gimel. Das Atzmeinu, this chelik of the Shaar Shlishi, discusses a person doing this chelik of Das Atzmeinu was a survey of all the different koyches that operate inside a person, which cause him to do what he does. As we're going to see as this man goes on, is enormous forces and levels and intertwining and complications. So this week we spoke about that Ali Shor identified the two basic koyches that operate, which is the guf and the neshama. What separates the guf from the neshama is not the way we look at it, that the guf is physical and the neshama is moving, is spiritual. The Gemara over here in Sanhedrin that we spoke about last week describes the ikar chiluk between the guf and the neshama, that the guf is blind. The guf has blind drives. And the neshama doesn't have any drives, it doesn't have any power. But it has vision, it has seichel, it has tachlis, it has chachma, it has emes. The shlemus ha'adam is when his actions are composed of the neshama directing and channeling and harnessing the koyches of the guf to the direction that the neshama wants to go, as opposed to the guf being run by the blind drives that take him, came in a time of COVID, makes him as Adam and Adam, takes you out of the world. Where does it take you? It just takes you out, it doesn't take you anywhere, because it's a blind drive without any tachlis at all. So the shlemus ha'adam is the harmony and the balance between the blind drives of the guf, all the drives that we have, all the emotions that we have, physical, emotional, being navigated and steered in the right direction by the neshama. In which case, the Ali Shor spoke out. In such a situation, the neshama comes to its shlemos by being supplied with the correct amount of energy and power to implement what the neshama wants to do. And the guf is being used for the right purposes. And that's the perfect shlemos. He brings an interesting example of where there's a misbalance, where the blind drives take on a life of its own. He gives an interesting example. On the bottom of Kuf Mem Gimel, a very tief example. He named Mutpa Bonu Begzeres HaBaris Baruch, because Bohu engraved in our nature the following phenomenon. Kol Milui Drishas Koyach Mikoyches Nafshenu, any fulfillment of supplying the needs of one of the koyches, morgish kahana, is felt like pleasure. For example, is regalim yomeinu arishon b'mazor, from our first day, every human being gets used to the following cycle: rav, hunger, which is a biological mitzvah; teov, an appetite; ti'imas, oichel, eating; hana, pleasure; soiva, svia, satisfaction; hanoa svia, the pleasure of satisfaction; v'chozim chavila, v'chei b'shara kechos, in all other kechos. So this is a great example of a blind drive called hungry. You'll ask a guy's hungry, right? Meet a shibachah. Shibachah always in a state of hunger, so you don't have to, it could be, you can ask him any time of the day, before he ate, after he ate, while he's eating. The B'nai Torah hungry. So you ask a guy, why are you hungry? So I don't think he can say over him, keep behavior to explain why he's hungry. There's a logic. He's hungry. I said, you didn't tell the guy, he's just quite an idiot. But he asked some questions, why are you hungry? You're hungry because you're hungry. That's a blind drive. That's a mitzvah. That's a biological reality. So you have this blind drive, which, by the way, the Baruch Hashem gave you to protect you. You should eat. You're not going to die. Imagine if a guy wouldn't have hunger and appetite. He dies of malnutrition because his body didn't send a message and said eat. So he withered away and disappeared. Even before he got to talk for kain, he disappeared. The guy was gone. He's gone. He's gone. So the blind drive is a force which is there in the body. Look what happens now. So the guy was hungry. Let's remind ourselves. He was hungry. Appetite. Eating. Pleasure, satisfaction, pleasure from the satisfaction, which is a separate type of pleasure. Now he says like this: Hanas Eile the pleasure that you got, Ragilas and Sadimin Bitsiure Tanugim. So now you have pictures in your mind of the pleasure. Hadimian Oises Tsiure Hano, the Tachas Hatsu, your fantasy world, turns the pleasure into a goal for itself. It was like this. The Rosh Hashanah created a world that if you're hungry and you're going to eat, you're going to have pleasure. That's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. She took in the Gemara that Simcha and Yantif is Basar V'yayin, right? I don't think the Gemara meant to say that you take the Basar, grind it down, mix it with cardboard, and then if it's Roiv Basar, so it has a Chaloshim Basar on it, and they put paprika on it and black pepper so it's inedible, and then eat it. That's not what Simcha Yantif. Simcha Yantif Pashtun means eat Basar. Mistava Basar gives pleasure. Pashtas. Now the word is, ubimakim shekoyach hashmira b'riyusenu v'harav. Instead of the drive that the hunger creates to eat to watch your health, now I want to eat for the pleasure of the eating. Now, the pleasure of the eating is not the goal for the eating. The pleasure of the eating is the result. There's nothing more pleasure. Russian gives food and gives pleasure. Otherwise, that's why the Emsha created such a wide variety of food. Otherwise, they would eat, right? You take, what do they give for the whole people, as I guess, under stock? Insure, right? And you take one of those cans, vitamins, all the minerals you need, and all the proteins, and every morning, breakfast, lunch, and supper, there will be any kind of yeshivas, won't have to have cooks, and what types of dining rooms, and what types of menus, and I don't have to call this hotline to check what's for lunch. No, it's insure, vita insure. What do you eat more than that? Your betayra. You're going to get the vitamins, you're going to live, you'll be strong. You know, people who live on insurance, they're strong like oxes. Be tricking, and schnitzel day, a whole thing with the huge machine over here that they fly 5,000 shits, so people come from all over the world to see it. That was a landmark, an icon, Yushalayim. What do you need it for? You can go a can of insurance, anyway to call it. You can have soya insurance, you can have vanilla, I think you can have chocolate insurance if you're bored of the vanilla one. And yeah, you're good to go. The answer is no. The Ebrish said you're allowed to have pleasure. Different colors, different foods, different recipes. Norvos, here's the word. But why are you eating? You're eating because of the pleasure, or you're eating because, so you have blind force cause hunger. Now you can take that blind force and use it to protect your health. So the Neshama says, I'm running the show, I have a blind force of hunger, I'm going to eat. You'll have pleasure, bevakasha, gevaldik. What happens if I detour around the process and I distort the process and I say I'm going to eat now for the pleasure? So then it's the blunt now. We'll talk about pleasure. The drive for pleasure, what's that? Not among the most logical things. What do you want pleasure? So now you have a blind for drive for pleasure that runs your life. So why are you eating? That's what he says. He says a shocking lesson here. Shomri Pardes Achaim, the Shomrim from last week, the watchmen, Shomrim Yad, they're taking from the Paris. Why am I taking from the Paris? Because you're taking it for the Hanoah, not for protecting your health. There's nothing wrong with getting Hanoah. It gives Hanoah, they're able to give Hanoah. But why are you eating? Now, here's a shocking lesson. It's a very fancy Hebrew, so I'll have to explain it. Havshotas Hanoahs Mitalicha Achaim. The stripping of the hanoah from the process of life, the detaching of the pleasure from the process, the hafichas on the tachlis atzmos, and turning it into an end for itself, that ruins the balance in our natural life. Now, the natural life says everything's fine. You're hungry, bakasha, eat, bakasha, you have pleasure, bakasha. That's balanced. So now, everything has a purpose. When you take the pleasure that you get out of it and you turn it into a goal, so right there, you broke the balance, and now you started to serve your blind drives instead of the blind drive serving the purpose. So if I'm using the blind drive for eating to serve the purpose of staying alive, that's the goof serving the neshama. But if I use the blind drive to get pleasure, so then I took the thing and I balanced it the other way around. Well, it's meshava and neshama, that's the goof. That's the first example that he gives, how in our everyday lives, the meeting point of what should be the harmony between the guf and the neshama could be misbalanced, could be distorted. A simple thing. You're going down for lunch. And you're hungry. See, you're hungry. Why are you going down for lunch? You're going down for lunch to eat? Are you allowed to say it's going to be Gishmak? You hope, yeah? But if you spend your whole day fantasizing and dreaming and checking, and consulting, where, what, when, and where. So then you took a perfect balance situation of a balance in the Guf and Neshama, and you destroyed it. You makakal it. It's that simple. It's such an eight on the line, such a subtle line between the two things. That's the first example of the meeting up of the Guf and the Neshama, how that plays a role in our lives. So is it the blind leading the one who has the vision, or the vision leading the blind? That's the big shadow. And by the way, if you look at most of the things we do and most of the things we think about, you can always check. Why do you do, why do you think, why do you say? It was the horse in you, or was the driver? I'll give you an example. The many times in situations we say things that after you say, I said that, how could I say that? I don't want to say that, so who said that? The horse in you. And sometimes we think before we talk, and it's a rare occasion. And when we think before we talk, what's really happening is that our neshama, which is the one who has the eyes, is taking control and saying what we should say, what we should do. And this thing, you can always speak a cheshbon nefesh at night. How much of my day was a wild horse running out of control of blind things, and how much of it was in control? There are days like this, there are days like that, there are acts like this, there are acts like that. That's the first example of the meeting point of the Guf and the Neshama. The second one is in Midas. Now, the show over here is Akasha. The Rambam Kori, the Midas Deis. The Rambam Hilchos Deis, where he speaks about Midas. So he asks a Mori Dekashala. Yes, I understand. Midas, in our eyes, are fixed biological metzias. Persons, look around. You have people who, you all have friends. There's one guy, he's a Kaisen. One guy's a temper. There's another guy who doesn't have a Kaisen Bechal. But he's an Atzla. And the third guy, he's not an Aslan, he's not a, what are you called? He's a Kamsen. He can't get a dime out of him. Even when you go away for Shabbos, he doesn't chip in at the end of the day. There's always one guy like that. Somehow he doesn't pay. I ask you what I mean by you went away, you agreed to go, you knew how much it would cost. He doesn't pay. There's a guy like that. So everyone thinks, oh, he's so smart. He's not a Kamsen. Nothing. He's not with brains. Okay? He can't. It's not a question that he's smart. He can't pay. He can't. It's not a word of he could, he can't, he wants. He's not able to. The same way the Aslan can't get up in the morning, the Kamsen can't pay. That was a hop. He can't. They have a guy who's not a Kamsen, that's it. Now, all these guys, he asked the guy, hello, why are you an Aslan? He says, I was born that way. Why are you an Aslan? He's a Raksan, he's a Kaisen, and he's a Balgaiva, and he's a. These are my Nitiyas. It's true, by the way. Everyone's born with different personalities, with different Nitiyas, with different Midas. So, why is the Rambam called a Deis? Deis is an intellectual term. Kifia Nira, Midas Gam Deis or Gam Krechus. Midas are both. Midas are Deis, it's an intellectual concept, and it's Krechus. So, here there's a big problem. Now, he says a Chiddush over here, which doesn't interest me if he's right or wrong, because he suggests over here a famous Rav Volga Mahalach of Tikkun HaMidas, which is fascinating. For me, it's more important to use what he says as a mushal of the meeting point between Guf and Neshama. Neshama is Seichel. I said already 100 times. Rashi says, Nasa Adam B'Tzalmenu. Rashi says, La'ovin Elahaskel. B'Tzalim Elokim is Seichel. Now watch. The meeting point of the Guf and the Neshama in a very, very prosta primitive way is in food, right? I want to eat. So am I eating for the right reasons? Or I'm eating for the wrong reasons? That's where, who's running the show? Neshama Guf. But it's much deeper than that. The real meeting point is in the Midas. The Midas are fixed koichos in people. So how can you fix your Midas? You'll break yourself, change your personality. The Rambam calls it Deis. Deis is an intellectual term. Deis means Das. So what is it? So he says something very interesting. I don't know if all the Bali Musa agree with him, but this is his idea of Tikkun HaMidas. But here's the point where the Guf meets up to the Neshama. He says like this. The Seichel says that the Midas don't make any sense. He brings an example in the fourth paragraph here. Ki ha-kas machtias mataros. Give an example, he says. It says kas. Guy gets angry. So somebody upset you. He didn't do what he wanted. And he got on your nerves and you blew your top. So he says, that's a fact. That's a mitzias. That's a koyach. Now let's talk about Seichel. In Seichel, it's going to work. Everyone's going to love you because of that. Another you're going to be popular guy in the Dira. There's a guy in the Dira who has a bad midah of kas. I don't know if you ever had such a thing. I'm all chafsach. There's one guy who's a kaisen. You do something, everyone knows, don't jump it with him. Stand back 200 feet, like it says in the Lakewood buses. Yeah? Stay back. There are guys like that. Now, this guy's a Kaisen. Now, why is he a Kaisen? Because he just don't jump it with me. So, does that make him popular? Does that make him have friends? Does anybody want to take him with him for a Suda on a little Shabbos? No, and then he gets more angry. Why not? It's another round of Kass. So, sexual wise, the Kass doesn't make any sense. Gaiva, he says over here. Gaiva makes sense. Why doesn't Gaiva make sense, by the way? Because Gaiva doesn't make sense. What's Gaiva mean? I'm somebody. I don't mean, what do you mean somebody? You brought yourself into the world. You gave yourself the koiches. A guy, let's say, a Balkishan. Huh. Let everybody know, I'm a Balkishan. Shikor, what do you mean you're a Balkishan? You can have Alzheimer's in 10 seconds. And you're always Balkishan. They just gave you the kishan. It's not yours. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. You didn't do anything to get it. So it's not yours. Gaiva means you're owning something which is not yours. Doesn't make any sense, right? So when Gaiva, when Bir Midas meet up with Seichel, everybody comes down. Because the Seichel, the Midah, the Seichel brings out the illogicality of the Midah. That's a place where Guf and Neshama meet up. That's why it's called Deus. I've always timing that the tool for Tikkun Midas is that you filter your Midas through the logicality of Seichel. Is your behavior make sense? Is it going to give you the results? Look at the picture of your behavior. Is it a pasuk azach, or you look like a clown? The atzlin, the kaisen, the balgaiva. If you filter it through, that's A. But more than that, he says something even more specific. He says that every midah ra creates in our minds codes of behavior that are legitimized. I'll give you a mashal what he means. The famous mashal, I say it over every year, and the mashal brings out what he means to say. He says that this mashal, Rav Lech Weinberg, the late Rosh Hashiva Zatzal of Eshet Torah, said a mashal about Tikkun Amidus, which is fascinating, which is what Rav Volbi says. He says, imagine you're sitting in a car and you're at a red light. A few Yeshiva guys in a car, not even on a road trip, a regular drive. And at the red light, a car comes barreling into you, goes through your trunk into the back seat. So you're about to get out of your car and you're about to punch the guy out. You're about to do it, you're about to swing some punches. And out of the second car comes three gorillas. Okay? From the, what do you call it? And it could be white gorillas also, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be racist. Okay, there's enough gorillas around. Scottish King gorillas. High is Royce. And they come out of the car, right? Gorillas. So what do you say to them? So what do you say to them? A punch you don't swing, you're not suicidal, right? So what do you do? You say to them, Ashuldics. I mean, I don't know if the gorillas understand you, you just watch, but you say Ashuldics, right? I didn't mean to, it's a bunch of chutzpah on my part to stand in your way of these chashuv citizens. They're very chashuv citizens, they're the mayor, you understand? So, chashuv guy, yeah? So, effective Lech Weinberger, ich verstehe nicht. You're angry, you're not angry, make up your mind. Like, what happened, my kachan? You're about to punch the guy. What happened? Your seichel kicked in and said, nakedai. This is not the time to exercise the temper. Why not, by the way? Because of all types of reasons. It'll be your last temper outbreak. Right? So he says, I understand. You're angry or you're not angry? You know, the more you meet up a guy, I speak to Bachar occasionally. And Bachar says, I can't control it. Dos binich. Zani. What do you want me to take? So he says, that's from Lech Weinberg. Vos bis du? You're a Zakaisen, so how do you control yourself? Turn to the Seichel said, it's ridiculous, right? I once had a Maisa where A guy came to me and he asked me a shayla that he had told off his wife very not nicely, really insulted her. And she had done something which in his eyes was an avla. And Mamash put her down and she was hurt and was filthy and Vaza Basisrol. So he said, he came to me and asked me, do I think that he was right or wrong? Yeah, you got the right person to ask. Yeah? What's wrong with you? So I said, what did she do? He told me what she did. I don't remember. Some stupidity. So I said, you're wrong. She deserves a death penalty. Nothing less than a firing squad for what she did. Nothing less. Is that avla? So he said, no. I said, you're doing it that way. He said, firing squad for a zach. So I said, I don't see you.
I said, you decided to fire squad not. I said, yeah, you say, I think, yeah, but okay, but I'm not gonna, you say no. Fire squad not. I had a conversation, how was it? Fire squad not. But you decided that to mivazer her is exactly the calibrated level of cost that's allowed for you, right? Zemechatesi. The same logic that tells you that you'd be a shaker if you chewed her, right? The same logic kicks in to tell her that to be vaza basisol, the zomzach, just the word that I told you, you have no seichel. That's the problem. And your seichel operates on a level of so low IQ that the only thing you're able to chop in your empty head is firing squad not. But fundamentally, your seichel's on strike. Shabbos hayom, no seichel. Doesn't operate, my seichel's not operating, so your kas erupted. Your seichel operated on a firing squad level. When I was a little kid, I was once living in Shalav Manas. It's a story of 50 years ago. I was living in Shalav Manas, and it was a snowy Purim. I was shopping Shalav Manas blocks. Different story for a different time. And there was a double parked car on 51st Street and 13th Avenue. Somebody double parked. A Yid double parked in front of a truck. To his bad luck, the Puerto Rican came out. And forget this, you know something, I have trauma also. The Puerto Rican pulled out a gun and put it to his head. So I'll tell you what I took out of that story. I was thinking, so that means in that guy's Nekudas HaBechira, putting a gun to somebody says for double parking is legitimate. You should know a second day he would have shot him. It was not that. It wasn't the big bomb monster, okay? He had self-control. I was thinking like this. In other neighborhoods, they wouldn't put a gun to your head, but they could think and smash the windshield. So we say, that's crazy, right? And what happens when we see somebody double parking? So how do we react? We erupt in anger, we don't shoot him, okay? We don't break his windshields. We tell the guy, you're a Zam Chutzav and a Zam Russia, and your mother's a Romanian, and your father's a Dos, and your whole family is Mushchosim, and I know your uncle, and he. It's very interesting. Why we don't shoot the guy, we agree. Break his windshield, not. Firing, or not. Why is this legitimate? Because our seichel decided that that's a legitimate response to anger. That means we have in our minds, I'm quoting Rav Volbe over here, word for word over here on the page, we have in our minds a list of legitimate options for kas, for legitimate options for gaiva, for legitimate options for atzlus. In other words, when atzlus kicks in, we have options which say how to behave atzlus. Now there are certain options that say crazy, the guy's an atzl, right? So he's not going to go into bed for a week. That's not, because the seichel says that's crazy. That's not legitimate. But for half a second Seder, and part of first Seder, and from Thursday night till Sunday morning, yeah. Because his seichel decided that that's realistic. Kas is like that, gaiva is like that, taiva is like that. So Rav Volbe, tikkun amidas is when your das meets up with your mida, and your das filters the mida's behaviors through the filter of emes. It says, does this make sense? Now if a guy would do that, he'd be left with very little, because nothing makes sense. None of the behaviors that I said make sense. They don't make any sense at all. But Noach Weinberg's mice is proving you that you do have the ability to filter your things through das. And you have to do it. And if you filter your behavior through the filter of emes, so you have these blind drives, which are spinning off behaviors, and you have your neshama, which has the seichel emes, which has the ability to say, this doesn't make sense, this doesn't make sense, this doesn't make sense, this doesn't make sense. So the things which are obvious, like shooting people, That our seichel works on. But since we don't really do avodas hamidus at all, I'll be misakit. The Goyim said that a person came into the world to break a midah, to fix a midah. By the way, one of the things that have disappeared off the map completely is tikkun hamidus. You say about somebody has midos tovos. There's nothing worse than you can say about somebody. It means he's dumb, he's stupid. It means he does not alam them, like Mesil Sishom says in his Hakdama. And generally means he's a lady, because who works on either stove? The ladies have these hotlines. I see they have hotlines at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. They have to pay for it also. Where they fix their midos. Or you're a Chofetz Chaim guy who works on midos tovos. But other than that, it's unheard of. You know anybody who works on midos? Anybody who sits down at night and filters his behaviors through his blind drives, through his seichel, through his das? You know anybody? I don't know anybody. You know anybody who does it, I think? Well, of course not. You want me to be such a Dalai Lama as such a guy? And that whole art of what a person came into the world for, that's what the Rambam calls a deus, says Rav Volbe. Because you're mashlit the das on the behavior. This is a beautiful example of the blind meeting the eyes. The blind drive is a blind drive. Kas is a blind drive. Anybody who gets angry makes sense. Gaiva makes sense. Atzlus makes sense. Sinna makes sense. Kapzonas makes sense. It's a blind zach. The question is whether you're able to inject das into it. That's where the guf and the neshama, where the blind power meets up with the intelligence and vision and tachlis and brains and beikar emes of the neshama. That's the shleimus ha'adam.